Welcome to A Little Bit of Church Every Day, home Bible study 21st century style. CAC Daily iCast is aired Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Simply go to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link.
You can join us for our radio broadcast Sundays at 9:30 a.m. on WQHY FM 95.5 out of Prestonsburg, Kentucky. You can also go to Q95FM.net, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, or around the world. That's Q95FM.net. You can also catch the television broadcast Sundays at 10 a.m. on the Tri-State CW, that's WQCW-TV, and you can watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 p.m. on Mountaintop Media TV. And if you don't get those cable channels or satellite service, you can still watch us Sundays at 2 and 2:30 simply by going to mountaintopmedia.com.
You can follow CAC Daily iCast on Facebook at CAC Daily. Follow our Phelps campus at CAC Phelps I, our Pikeville campus at Pikeville Apostolic, and Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. We're also on Twitter at CAC Daily iCast, the Phelps campus at CAC Phelps, the Pikeville campus at Pike UPC, and you can connect with Pastor McKinney at Pastor RDM. You can call in and leave your prayer requests and praise reports at 606-282-4108 or email those prayer requests and praise reports to cacdaily@cacphelps.org or cacdaily@cornerstoneapostolic.org. Let's now join Pastor McKinney as he takes us through another study in the Word.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another CAC Daily iCast on this beautiful day in East Kentucky, on this 12th day of July, as we gather together to study the Word once again. We're glad that you've joined us today. Tell your family, tell your friends, and just spread the word that we have these study sessions, a little bit of home Bible study, 21st century style, Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 11 a.m. We have our complete program from 10 to 11, but our study is from 10:30 to about 10:55 a.m. Also, we would like to let you know that coming up this weekend, we're going to be celebrating our 26th anniversary service at Cornerstone Apostolic Church. Come on down and be with us. Bring somebody with you. And we hope that you will join us, because we got Brother Michael Pullins is going to be with us from Williamstown, Kentucky. And also, he's going to bring his praise team and some of his musicians, and they're going to be singing. We're going to have a great time and a cookout following the service. So you don't want to miss this. You want to come on out and be a part of a great move of God and a great time as we gather together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. So we wanted to just kind of give you that little heads up, and that way you got a few days to get plans of being with us on Sunday. Well, we want to jump right into our study, and we want to pick up where we left off. This would have been yesterday, and we want to pick up in verse number 6. And it begins to say, "Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." And I want to stop right there, because aren't you glad that the Lord came to destroy the works of the devil, to break the bondage of sin? Oh, I'm glad that he came to set us free. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we study today. This is going to be lesson number 1044 of our study through the Word. Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence, and we thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us to be gathered here together in your precious name. I pray, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, that you would touch each and every one, that you would give us the understanding of your Word, that you would help us, Lord, that we would receive your word, and that you would direct me, Lord, that I would be able to rightly divide the word of truth, expound it fully, that we can all leave here with the knowledge and wisdom of your word. And we give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, looking in what John is writing, he says, if we abide in him, if we continue in him, if we live to serve him, then we will not sin. It's that simple. If you want to serve the Lord, you quit the sinning business. If you want to make it to heaven, you got to quit sinning. If you want to be blessed, you got to quit sinning. It's a simple understanding that John is trying to convey that, you know, we're going to see if we sin, it says that we have not seen him, neither known him. And I want to read another translation to you of that same verse, because when you look at this in verse number 6, it's so plain, I think, of what John is trying to say. He's just simply trying to say, if anyone continues to live in him, you will not sin. You're gonna live right. You're gonna talk right. You're gonna do right. You're gonna do your best to follow his word. And there's gonna be times you make mistakes, and there's gonna be times that you stumble, but you got to learn to turn your back on sin. We don't sin anymore. We don't want to sin anymore. We don't wake up in the morning and say, well, I think I'm gonna sin a little bit today. No, we need to repent of our sins, and then we need to live every day as following his word and without sin. And here we see that in the New Living Translation, it says, anyone who continues to live in him will not sin, but anyone who keeps on sinning does not know him or understand who he is. Those that just keep on sinning, they go to the altar and pray, but then they get up the next day and they're going out and sinning. And you know, sinning can be a lot of things breaking. Remember, we define sin as the breaking of God's law, the transgression of the law. That's what sin is. So anything that goes against God's word, God's commandments, God's law, then it is sin. So if we abide in him, if we live in him, if we continue to live in him, we will not sin. But if somebody keeps on sinning, you know they don't know God. You can't say, I'm a Christian, and you keep on sinning. You can't say, yeah, I'm saved and sanctified and full of the Holy Ghost, if you're lying and cheating and thieving and stealing and all of these things that are sin. If we're not careful, we'll start making an inclusion for the sinning to go out, to keep on in the church, to go on in the church. And the next thing you know, you got a whole church full of not sinners, but basically it is sinners, but you know, people that say they're saved, but they keep on sinning. We have to live in him. We have to walk after him. We have to obey his word. We can't just keep on sinning. You have to quit the sinning business. Just go ahead and give notice to the devil that you are quitting the sinning business. Going out of business, sell. That'll preach, won't it? Going out of business. You're going to quit sinning. You're going to quit doing the things that bring a reproach upon the Lord and the church and yourself. You're not going to come against the word of God. You're going to live and abide in him, and you're not going to sin. So you're putting up a going out of business sign because you are going to quit the sinning business. Well, the Message Bible says, no one who lives deeply in Christ makes a practice of sin. None of those who do practice sin have taken a good look at Christ. They've all got him all backwards. They don't understand him. If you understand Christ, you understand we are to live sinless. We are to live righteous. We're to live holy. We're to live in a way that pleases him. Now it's our prayer is not my will be done, but thine be done. That's what John is talking about. And then he goes on to say in verse number 7, little children, let no man deceive you. This is so important because we're living in a world of who do we believe? What do we believe? You know, if you think that everything that's reported on Facebook is truth, you are so mistaken. I remember telling somebody that there was a Sam's in the planning of coming to Pikeville. And he looked at me and said, you didn't see it on Facebook, did you? I said, no, this is word on the street. And you know, we'll see if it comes to pass, but that's the word on the street. I didn't see it on Facebook because most of the stuff you read on Facebook, you have to take it and analyze it and see if it's true, see if it's real. And even on the news, like if you watch Fox News, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC, any of those news organizations, not everything they report is true. No, not everything they report is true. Sometimes they get fooled. Sometimes they get deceived. So we have to be in a place where we let no man deceive us. And how can we keep people from deceiving us? Continue in Christ. Walk in him. Live in him. Abide in him. And if we will continue walking and abiding in him, then we are going to, not be deceived, because we're going to look at the Word of God. We're going to compare the Word of God with what's being said to us and what we're hearing. And that's why I tell everybody, don't just take my word for things when I'm preaching and teaching. Even though I'm preaching and teaching the truth, and I believe that I'm preaching truth and not deceiving anyone, I still want you to look at the Word of God and to know that what I'm saying is true. Because if you don't, it would be easy for men to deceive you. So with that said, John is saying, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. So, when you begin to look at this in the New Living Translation, it says, dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. You know, if you sit and you start thinking, okay, if I see someone doing right and they continue doing right and they're righteous in their speech, they're righteous in their actions, then I can pretty well say they are righteous, that they're following Jesus. But if I see somebody that says they're a Christian and they're out doing all sorts of sinful things, ungodly things, worldly things, I cannot say they're righteous. Because, dear children, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't be deceived just because someone says they're a preacher, someone says they're a saint of God, someone says they go to church, someone says, oh, I'm a member of the church. Just because they say it, don't make them that. You know, you've heard the old cliche sayings, just because you say you're a car and stand in a garage, don't mean you're a car. You're a human being, and you can call yourself, a male, but if you're a female, you're still a female. You can call yourself, a female and you're a male, you're still a male. Don't ever think that just because somebody says something, it's got to be gospel. It's got to be true, because that's what we say all the time. We think that if we see something on Facebook, it's gospel. No, there's only one gospel. That's why we need to look in the Word of God and compare it to what is being said, what is being done, actions of people. And if we can do that, we'll see who's righteous. We won't be deceived. God doesn't want us to be deceived. He wants us to know who's real and who is fake, who is a hypocrite, and who is doing their best to live right. And you know what? You don't even have to have discerning of spirits, the gift of discerning of spirits, to know that. All you have to do is watch people, watch their actions, because how many's heard the cliche again? Actions speak louder than words. Watch their actions. Watch what they do. Watch where they go. Watch how they convey theirself or express theirself. And you will see if people are righteous, even as he is righteous. And that's kind of what John is trying to tell us. Don't let nobody deceive you. So just because they say they're righteous, don't mean they're righteous, because if they are righteous, they will live righteous. They will live it. You will live it. You won't just say it, you'll live it. Now, in verse number 8, it says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning." So it's easy to understand that if someone is sinning, they're not of God. And if you're not of God, then you are of the devil. Now, I know a lot of people just kind of say, "Well, now, praise God. Let's talk about this, Pastor. I'm not serving the devil, but I'm not serving the Lord." No, if you're not serving the Lord, you are serving the devil. Whether you realize it or not, that's the greatest deception, one of the greatest deceptions in the world, is that people think just because they're not saying they're a devil worshiper, that they're not worshiping him and serving him, but yet they are. Because he that committeth sin is what? Of the devil. So that means that if we live righteous, we're of the Lord. But if we sin, we're of the devil. John doesn't hold back anything. In fact, I tell people all the time, when you read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, you'll want to go to an altar and repent, because there's a lot of strict things in here that John begins to tell us how important it is, so that we're not deceived, so the church doesn't get watered down, so that we don't just go through life and we want to be inclusive and have all sorts of accolades of people bragging on us and telling us what a good church we are and how good singers we got and all this. Wouldn't it be greater to say, "That church loves Jesus. That church worships Jesus," rather than saying, "Oh, they're good singers. Oh, they've got good programs." I'd rather hear them say that we love Jesus and we're serving Jesus and Jesus is in the house, than to have all the accolades that the world tries to put on people to flatter them. So John just plainly lays it out. John says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil." So I know this is going to sound harsh, but this is John's teaching. So I'm just going to say it. John said it. I believe it, right? If you're sinning, you are of the devil. I said it. Or you can get mad. You can switch. Some of y'all may even be, I don't know if my numbers are going down or not, from people that's decided, "I ain't listening to that. I ain't serving the Lord, but I ain't serving the devil." No, you are. You're of the devil. The Bible plainly tells us. John is just simplifying it. You know, don't let nobody deceive you. That's why you need to know the truth. If you don't want to be of the devil, then get right. Get right. It's simple. Get right. Live right. Talk right. Follow Jesus. Obey his commandments. And then you won't be of the devil. You'll be of the Lord. So he says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, this is the reason the Son of God was manifested. Now, the reason it's referring and phrasing Son of God is because God was manifested in the flesh, which means made known, because God is a spirit. A spirit doesn't have flesh and blood. So therefore, in order for there to be a shedding of blood, a supreme sacrifice, if you will, once and for all, then God manifested himself in flesh. This is the purpose. Some people say, well, why was God manifest in the flesh? Why would he want to do that? This is the purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The devil wants a hold on your life. The devil wants you to be a sinner and keep on sinning. He don't want you to serve the Lord. He don't want you to think about church. He don't want you to think about prayer. He don't want you to think about living right. No, the devil wants you to be destroyed. So the Lord from glory, oh, God manifest in the flesh. The purpose of him coming was to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, he set me free. Oh, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound. My Jesus, to see. Glory to God. He set me free. Aren't you glad you're free today? Free from sin? Sin doesn't have bondage anymore in your life. You're not sinning, so you're not of the devil. You're of the Lord because you're righteous. That's why when you hear words like righteousness, it's a good thing. When you hear words like holiness, it's a good thing. When you hear words like separation or phrases, separation from the world, that's the great thing that we need to understand, is that the farther we get away from the devil, the less chance of being deceived and falling into that trap of sinning again and again and again. The closer you get to Jesus, if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. The Bible says that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. But you first have to submit yourself to God. Now, some people think, I'm just going to resist the devil. No, you can't do it on your own. This is not a thing that human flesh can do. You have to submit yourself to God first. Submit yourself to God first, and then you can resist the devil. Then you can quit sinning. You can't quit sinning on your own. I know people that says, oh, you know, I quit drinking on my own, or I quit smoking on my own, or I quit, I started dieting, so I quit eating so much on my own. Well, that's all in the natural. But the spiritual things, you cannot resist the devil without first submitting to God. You can't just quit sinning. No, your flesh is going to want to sin right on. And I see our time is up for today, but your flesh will want to sin right on unless you quit the sinning business by submitting yourself to the Lord, becoming righteous, holy, separated for the purpose of the Lord. Why was God manifest? Well, why was the Son of God manifest? Why did he come in the flesh? That's what son means, flesh. Why did he come? That he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, I want to close right there because I want us to go to the Lord in prayer. And I want us to pray that the Lord will help us to quit the sinning business. You can't do it on your own. You're going to need the Lord. You're going to need, help. And you got to submit to the Lord. You got to give your life to the Lord, because if you keep sinning, I want you to know you're of the devil. You're not of the Lord. It's that simple. But oh, if you put up that going out of business sign, I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to go and serve Jesus. I'm going to let him help me. I'm submitting myself to his commandments, to his word, to his will. And that's literally what it means when we repent and give our life to the Lord and repent of our sins, get baptized in his name, get filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. When all that happens, you know what? We submit ourselves to whatever the Lord wants us to do. And in doing so, we become of him. Who do you want to serve today? Who are you serving today? Let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence and we thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us to study the word. I pray that I have rightly divided the word of truth, expounded it fully, that we will understand if we're sinning, we're of the devil. If we continue in sin, we're of the devil. But if we submit ourselves to you, if we come out from among the world, if we quit sinning, if we follow you and become righteous and holy, then we are of you. We can be your sons and your daughters. For it's all in the mighty name of Jesus I ask and pray. Amen, amen. Oh, the Lord's word is so rich and so good that I don't know how anybody could just read it and say it has no effect on them, because it shows the mercy of the Lord, the love of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord. It shows how much he loves you and me. He didn't have to do what he did on Calvary. He didn't have to. But he loved, and that's why in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he loved the world. He loved those that were in the world so much, his creation, that he wanted them to be saved, be set free from the bondage of sin. That's why the Son of God was manifested. That's why God was manifest in the flesh, to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, I'm glad that you've joined us today. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Don't forget, we do have our trivia question up and running. And our trivia question for today, well, we do have, according to Scripture, who says in their heart there is no God? And we'll have the results of that on tomorrow's broadcast. Well, we hope to see you at church tonight, church at 7 o'clock. It's very important, Wednesday night service. That's when you get the meat of the word. Come on out and be with us. Everybody have a great day, because we are out of here.
On behalf of Pastor McKinney and the congregation of Cornerstone Apostolic Church, we would like to invite you and your family to come and visit with us. We feel that you will enjoy the Spirit-filled atmosphere as we worship the Lord together in spirit and in truth. We have Sunday school classes for all ages, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., and Wednesday evening service at 7 p.m. The adults meet in the main sanctuary, while the youth meet in the CAC Youth Sanctuary. You can also catch our services live by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the live webcast link during our regular and special scheduled services. If you missed a service, you can still watch that service in its entirety by going to cornerstoneapostolic.org and click on the video archives link. Come on out to Cornerstone Apostolic Church and experience the power of Pentecost. We hope to see you in future services.